What's this button do?
You are now entering the green world.
Welcome to the green world. Since the Industrial Revolution in 1840, the burning of fossil fuels and land use change have increased the concentration of atmospheric carbon dioxide. While much of this excess carbon dioxide remains in the atmosphere, a significant portion is absorbed by the oceans. As a result, the pH of the oceans is steadily decreasing, threatening marine ecosystems, biodiversity, and the communities that depend on them. This week, news teamer Leilani spoke to Dr. Cliff Law from Earth Sciences New Zealand about ocean acidification.
Generally, what is ocean acidification and why should we care about it?
Well, ocean acidification is like it's kind of colloquially called the evil twin of climate change, because it all originates from the carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere. So just like that carbon dioxide is causing warming in the atmosphere, it's having an effect, a chemical effect on the ocean, in the fact that when carbon dioxide goes into the ocean, you know, when it diffuses across the surface, it reacts with water and it forms a weak acid, and so that causes the pH of the water to drop slightly. Now, that process I've just described is something that has been going on for hundreds of thousands of years, and the ocean has a natural buffering system that just keeps the ocean's pH constant. But the trouble is that because over the last 250 years we've been putting so much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, it's outpacing the rate which the ocean can buffer that change. And so the result is that as the carbon dioxide goes up, the pH of the water and some other chemistry in the water also changes in response to that, and that's ocean acidification.
The Southern Ocean plays a big role in regulating Earth's climate. How is it connected to ocean acidification?
That's a good question, and you're absolutely right. The Southern Ocean is very important. I mean, I would say that in terms of ocean acidification, the Southern Ocean is important because of it's a large area of water that's taking up a lot of this carbon dioxide. But it's also important because the Southern Ocean is a really important sink for that carbon dioxide. So it's a pathway by which that carbon dioxide is removed. So on the one hand, that's a good thing for us because the ocean is removing carbon dioxide, and so that's stopping the planet heating up quickly. But it does mean the flip side of that, that ocean acidification is occurring. And because the Southern Ocean is so important in terms of things like our productivity, you know, we have really productive food webs and fisheries, it's possible that through this uptake of carbon dioxide and acidification, that could have an impact on those ecosystems and the fisheries that are associated with.
We often hear about ocean circulation and climate patterns. Does changing pH affect how the ocean circulates, and why does that matter?
No, it doesn't. The circulation of the ocean is purely a dynamic, physical thing about the water moving around, whereas the ocean acidification is really a chemical change in that water. So the two aren't directly connected, and so ocean acidification can't affect that circulation. But the interesting thing about the circulation is that through the natural circulation in the ocean, where you get kind of deep water formation around the polar regions, so in the very cold regions, the cold water in the Antarctic, this cold, dense water forms at the surface and then it sinks, and that kicks off the whole circulation of the water through the oceans. And so that cold water is taking a lot of carbon dioxide with it. So that's kind of like a major entry point into the oceans for this carbon dioxide. And so that's kind of accelerating the acidification in the deeper waters.
Who is most vulnerable to the impacts of ocean acidification, either economically or ecologically?
There's been hundreds of studies over the years of ocean acidification, certainly the last decade, or I'd say 10 to 15 years. And so there are a number of different groups and organisms and species are vulnerable to ocean acidification. But in a nutshell, the things that are really most potentially going to be affected are organisms that have carbonate shells. So here I'm thinking about a whole range of things like poa and mussels and kina and corals. They all have shells or skeletons that are formed out of carbonate. And the reason that they're vulnerable is that part of ocean acidification, it's not just the pH of the water going down, but it's also the carbonate content in the water drops down. So there's less, as the water acidifies, there's less dissolved carbonate. And that means for these organisms, it makes it harder for them to maintain their carbonate shells and their skeletons. So it's now generally viewed as these are the real kind of like critical, there's the ecosystems and the key species that are going to be most affected. And so some of those then have a knock-on effect, not only on the ecosystem, but also on from the economic perspective. So, you know, clearly mussels are important in aquaculture. You know, power, we have our wild harvest for power. And, of course, these are all important Kaya Moana species as well. So, yeah, acidification is going to hit both in terms of important ecosystems, but also on important services and economics that are connected with that.
Those are all the questions I had written down for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, yeah, so I think you could say that, you know, that I think that clearly many people are aware of climate change these days and the importance of us doing something about it. People are less aware of the fact that of the ocean acidification, which is directly linked to it because it's really sourced to that carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere. So obviously if people have concerns about climate change and ocean acidification, they should, you know, start thinking about their climate, you know, basically CO2 emissions. What can you do about your own personal emissions, but also what can we do as a community and a country about reducing our CO2 emissions?
That was Earth Science New Zealand's principal scientist in marine biogeochemistry, Dr. Cliff Law, on ocean acidification. We will be right back after a short break. Keep it on the beat.
That was The Green World.